Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Well, let me turn to my guests who are joining us this morning through the magic of Zoom. And we are going to be talking with members of the San Juan Jazz Society. And joining us, first and foremost, Delbert Anderson is here with us. Delbert, good morning. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. It's great to see you and have you on the program. Nicholas Acero also joining us this morning. Good morning to you.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having us. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
You bet. You bet. Thank you for being here. And Carlos Martinez is also on the program this morning. He's one of the audio engineers who's putting this program together. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Morning. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you for being here. And I see that Terry Martin has joined us, and it's good to see you, Terry Martin. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Good. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine. So,
alrighty.
Thank you for being here. And so these are our guests this morning to talk a little bit about this idea to come up with these performance programs. And Delbert, let me go back to you a little bit about kind of the thought behind it. I assume with the pandemic and we can't gather to enjoy live concerts like we all wish that we could. So what got you guys thinking about maybe coming up with this idea?
Well, this summer we were so excited to release the new renovation of Studio 116, and the San Juan Jazz Society has a history of doing performances and the jazz jams and due to the pandemic we had to start thinking of different ways to still stay active but still complete our mission for this year, and by doing so we created the Heart Space Live. And originally we had two interns on the Didat team, our group, our band, and they've been amazing in helping us in doing social media, networking, all types of promotion, all types of stuff. And it just so happened that they knew they were really interested in filming and, editing and all of that good stuff that goes along with film. And, they were very interested when we brought up the idea of we need to have some type of series this summer. And, that's kind of how everything sort of started and got the ball rolling for us.
Very good. And Carlos, you were one of those folks, correct, that they reached out to?
Yeah, exactly. So we were offered a opportunity to make this series by Delbert. It was really his idea. And then once we started talking about it, the ball got rolling in about a month, and then we had a series. So it's been pretty exciting.
Very good. And Nicholas Acero, let me turn to you a little bit about this, being able to do a performance and provide this, again, an online. Everything this year is moving online to get out to new audiences. And so being able to do this and put it together and get it out there, so far so good?
Yeah, so far it's been great. We at the Jazz Society really promote music and arts and everything through the Southwest. And part of what we thought this year was we really wanted to sort of pivot our mission and find a way to do that in these pandemic times. And Carlos and Maurice, who's our kind of our director of photography, and they're both fantastic, worked with Terry Martin on a series called the Front Porch Sessions, which was another sort of live local music program that's been on YouTube. And we really liked that and thought, hey, maybe we can sort of expand on that a bit. And that's why we were so happy to have Carlos and Maurice and Terry as part of this project. So far it's been great. We've had some amazing bands. We feel really lucky. We talked about this during our last filming. It's we're some of the only people that get to experience live music. So every Saturday or every Friday, we have our own little private concerts, and it's been fantastic.
Very good. Well, that's terrific. And let me bring Terry Martin into the conversation here, the host of these series of performances. And Terry Martin, talk to me a little bit about your involvement with this group.
Yeah, so like he said, they reached out to me and Carlos and Maurice Johnson, the director of photography, had done the Front Porch Sessions, and I've worked with the Delbert Anderson Trio, so it was kind of, this is kind of like a super group of talents here. And you know, like Nick said, it's been great to watch live music. It's been great to reach out and not only give these bands an outlet, but to be able to see what is, you know, essentially in our own backyard as far as talent is concerned. Because these guys, I'm surprised by every band that comes through. I mean, it's all just such quality talent. So I'm blessed to be able to talk to all these guys.
Right, right. Very good. Well, and I would say you even gave an old radio guy a little bit of a spot on the program, so I appreciate that as well, right, as we show a little bit of a clip from the opening here of Heartspace Live. But, yeah, it is it's a great opportunity for folks to check it out and kind of see what we're talking about a little bit here. And as you talk, Terry Martin, with some of these musicians, right, what are some of the things you like to ask them? Because this is part music and a part interview too, right? You're included with this.
So we're definitely touching on, you know, how it is to be a musician in this world of, you know, post COVID-19. But really I'm interested in figuring out what inspires them, you know, and getting to the root of that and getting to, you know, what drives them to make the music in the first place. That's the most interesting thing about musicians to me.
Right, right. Very true. And let me throw this out to any of you that would like to answer it, or all of you, feel free. But when we talk about the local music scene here in the Four Corners, I think a lot of folks are maybe surprised at the level of talent, current audience notwithstanding, of course. The Delbert Anderson Trio and Dadat is well known around the world for your music, gentlemen. But is this a way to kind of bring that to maybe hopefully more people through this online venue rather than coming in to watch a live performance somewhere at a smaller place?
Yeah, I think part of our goal when we're looking at and talking to these different bands is we're trying to find people that we're excited to listen to. You know, and that we would love to go see a live show at. Terry and I were talking during Cy Montero's performance about how normally this would be some really cool rock band that we would find in a club somewhere, right? I mean, so we're really fortunate that a lot of these people have actually made the trip up to Farmington to be part of our performance series. Because a lot of these folks are from not necessarily Farmington. Brandon Crandall, our first guest, was from Farmington, but a lot of these folks are coming up from Santa Fe and Albuquerque and Southern Colorado. So we're blessed to find these folks all in the area. And like Terry said, we keep finding these amazing musicians that even us as musicians weren't aware of. So maybe you guys can speak a little bit more about the bands we've been bringing in.
Yeah, how do you find those bands? Who's in charge of that? Are there auditions or just folks that you know?
I mean, I know Nick has been reaching out to a lot of these guys, but you know, especially now that we're putting out episodes, it's something that these guys are kind of reaching out to us, and it's such a, not only is it a treat for us and we get to, you know, start this project, but it's a great thing for these bands as well, because you know, in this world of media these days, content is key, and I don't mean to toot our own horn here, but the level of content that we're putting out is going to be great for these artists for exposure, and not only great for us as well.
Very true. Well, that's very true. And and let me talk a little bit about maybe some of the technical parts of this. Carlos Martinez, I know, what are they giving you? A big budget, right, to do all this and to buy all the equipment that you need and all the graphics that you need, right? Big budget, right?
Well, not exactly. right. So Maurice and I had been making videos for a couple of years already, and he had a lot of the equipment that we needed for this project. I do the audio portion of it, and I've been doing this for about 10 years, so I've had some experience recording bands before, and it's been a breeze recording these bands. It's been really nice. We have a great studio to record these performances in, and we have we have basically everything we need, but there is still some equipment that could improve what we've got already. But yeah, it's been really nice so far. We've had a great time recording these bands, and the quality that we're putting out, I think, is awesome. So yeah, it's been fun.
Right, and you were using, again, this equipment that you mentioned, and, I mean, we'll take a look at a clip here in just a moment of some of the first performance, but, you know, recording live music, that's a special thing because you have to have the right acoustics and be able to capture some of that and balance that out. I mean, as a radio guy, even I know a little bit about that, right? So you're able to do that with the stuff that you have and the location that you have, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So we're using like an 8-channel Tascam recorder, recording into Ableton, and just some light compression on everybody. It's been pretty direct. We haven't. I do most of the cleaning up of the audio in post production. So yeah, it's been good so far.
Nice. Well, let's take a little bit of a look and a listen to what we're talking about this morning, one of the first performances here. A little bit of Heartspace Live, their first performance released over the weekend there. That is, of course, Brandon Crandall and the Rexall Rangers, my guest this morning from the San Juan Jazz Society, talking a little bit about these performances and how they are put together. And Delbert Anderson, let me turn back to you a little bit and ask you about the type of music. Of course, you're looking at all types of genres, not necessarily jazz, of course, or what's the plan for this series?
Yeah, the you know, when we started to do local performances, I believe they were called Second Saturdays last year, and this year, you know, they're called Heartspace Live.
Right.
We've been looking for, you're right, a variety of, you know, just different bands, genres, and you know, I think a lot of people, because of the name San Juan Jazz Society, they think we're only interested in jazz, but that's just, you know, it's jazz is kind of everything. So,
right.
So we look at that as, you know, all genres. So it's not only jazz or you know, like rockabilly, honky tonk, like Brandon Crandall. But we also have some really nice fusion bands coming up, some solo artists, you know, rock, punk, whatever is out there. You know, we're just starting to book all of those. And I believe because everyone is aware of, you know, this pandemic we're going through right now, content, like Terry was saying, is very valuable. So, you know, Didat did help out with some expenses early on just to get this ball rolling. But most of all, I think people like Carlos, Terry, everyone who's sort of volunteering their time, you know, understand that, you know, during this pandemic, we, you know, we have to come together and let some things a little loose just to make some things happen. And just by doing that, I mean, we just saw the video. It came out, you know, wonderful. Great. I'm very impressed about the video that, you know, Maurice Johnson especially put together, and Gerardo Diaz, who was just, you know, helping in the back, setting up things. He, you know, these guys are amazing, totally volunteering their time. But with that, you know, because we have the video, there's been organizations reaching out to us, as well as bands asking if, you know, we would help do videos for them or help them create something similar. And, you know, with that being said, you know, they sort of are offering, you know, compensation to us and things like that. So it was really worth it from this very beginning, you know, having everyone sort of come together for a common cause. And you know, it's definitely in long term going to pay off. So, you know, I keep telling everyone, you know, let's just keep doing what we're doing and, you know, really focusing more on the achievement of doing something during a pandemic than, you know, focusing our minds on like something like funds or something. But, you know, there's definitely a plan for all of that. And I'm just very happy and, you know, very proud of everyone who's come together to work with us.
Very good. Well, and Nicholas, sir, let me turn back to you a little bit, because as a musician, you know, being able to perform has got to be a great thing in these past 3-4 months. Not a lot of performing going on. So is it nice to be able to get some of these bands in and get them mic'd up and see them perform and maybe perform yourself as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that's kind of the one thing that every single band has sort of said to us is they've been super grateful for the opportunities to play at all, because, you know, there's a lot of bands that haven't even been practicing. They just haven't had the opportunity to get together, or they haven't felt comfortable enough to do the traveling to get together and play. So to actually have a performance and a venue to perform has been huge. Luckily for us as Didat, we've had several live stream opportunities that have come our way, different various online music festivals and that kind of stuff. But that hasn't been the case for a lot of people, especially around this area. And that was one of the other things we thought about when we conceptualized the Heart Space Live was, especially right now, what a great opportunity to be able to provide some content, to be able to get together and play and really support the music community. Because, you know, our band has done okay, but there's a lot of bands that just haven't had any chance to do any of this kind of stuff. So as a musician, you know, it's exciting for us to be able to help other musicians do that. And I know if somebody had invited our band to have this kind of production, we would have been, you know, beyond the moon on it. It's a really cool venue for this kind of thing, and it's a really great opportunity for every musician we found. And I think that's part of the reason we're able to pull acts from, you know, as far away as Albuquerque and Santa Fe and Southern Colorado and stuff, is people really want this opportunity. People really want something to do right now as musicians that's safe, which is another thing we should probably mention too, is,
yeah,
you know, we've been very COVID safe, and we've had some systems in place and then that kind of stuff, and keep the place very, you know, sparse as far as people, and wear masks and those kind of things. So it's a safe place for music to happen right now.
Right, very true. And Terry Martin, again, as host of this program, and being able to talk to all these different musicians from representing different genres of music and traveling in from all over. Again, your job is to try to find out kind of what makes them tick, and what other things do you like to ask them about, or what's in your thoughts?
Well, I know that all creatives right now are kind of having an existential crisis, because we have time off work, we have, you know, nothing but time to create, so we all feel like we need to come up with something,
right?
And this is you get to see that from each of these bands, that no matter how much they're working in their own echo chamber to be able to collaborate, you can see just immense, you know, an immense engagement in that. So when I'm talking to these bands, they're just so open to sharing that. A lot of them have releases that have been, you know, have had COVID cancel shows, cancel releases.
Sure.
And it's been it's an interesting time for music, but as soon as these bands start playing, you get a taste of that, the way that life used to be for us, and it's a treat every time, no doubt.
I was just thinking about that as you were talking about being able to enjoy some music, even if it's not live. It's kind of live, but local bands and
we
local
sounds. We took it sounds, for granted, Scott.
We did. Very, very true. And you're right. And so to be able to bring this back in at least this fashion to audiences, I think is great. And so the nuts and bolts of this, Delbert Anderson, you were planning to release a new interview and new concert as it is on HeartSpace Live every other week. Is that the plan?
Yeah, that's the plan, and maybe Carlos can speak more on that because he works directly with the bands.
Sure.
And scheduling.
Carlos, what's the plan? We'll bring him on. You might be muted, Carlos.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's yes, okay. Go muted. Ahead.
So the next band that we're going to have is Dirty Brown Jug Band in 2 weeks. We recorded them a couple of weeks ago, and Maurice is editing that right now. But yeah, that's going to be our next release. They're out of Albuquerque. And following that, we've got another band from Albuquerque called Side Montero. They're like an indie band. They've got a really unique sound. I'm excited to hear them. And then after that, we've got a few other bands pending. Nick, you know more about these next guys. Nick's kind of been our contract manager this whole time, booking bands for us. And then once they're booked, we work directly with them to figure out what their sound setup needs to be. And then,
sure.
And then, yeah, we proceed from there.
Okay.
So, after Side Montero, who else do we have, Nick?
Nicholas is here.
Yeah, the next band we have coming in is called No Ordinary Things. They're an awesome sort of indie rock pop trio from Albuquerque again. And then we have Mooney Raw Music coming up after that. Again, another Albuquerque band, singer-songwriter, is fantastic. And then we have Baz Francis coming in, total rock star from the UK that just happens to be in the Albuquerque area, that's going to be coming in and doing some shows. And that's part of the other reason I love doing this is these are all awesome musicians, and it's for us as musicians and as entertainers and performers, it's really cool to be able to network with these people and to discover their bands and then to build this community of people. So yeah, look out for No Ordinary Things. They're fantastic. Baz Francis is fantastic. Mooney Raw Music is fantastic. And then we have like three or four of the bands after that that we're still figuring out scheduling on.
Very good. And you are sharing these, obviously, from Facebook and from YouTube, right? So if folks want to follow you and get notified of these new programs that you've been producing, they can do that through social media is the best way?
Exactly, yeah. We have a Facebook page, an Instagram page, and a YouTube channel that we're promoting this on.
Very good. All right. And Terry Martin, before we run out of time, is there any bands that you are looking forward to speaking with, or do you not want to play favorites? I understand if you want to take a safe answer.
You know, these guys, I'm kind of, before their show, I'm getting familiar with their music. I'm reading all I can on them. So, yeah, I kind of like to take them as they come, but I haven't been let down yet, man. There is some talent, some overlooked talent in the Southwest, for sure.
Right. I would agree. We've got a lot of talent in this region, that is for sure. Well, gentlemen, I really appreciate all of you, as musicians, getting up early to talk to me on the radio this morning, and B, putting all this together for our audiences here. It's a wonderful idea. It's a great program, and there's a lot of great content and great quality, both musically and from the video side of things as well. So I really thank you all for joining me this morning, everyone. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
You're very welcome.
Thanks very much.
You bet. These are my guests, everyone, from the San Juan Jazz Society, talking about the new performance space and the new video series, Heart Space Live. Again, the first performance is out already on all the major social medias, of course, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, featuring Brandon Crandall and the Rexall Rangers, and there's more to come all summer long from HeartSpace Live. So thank you all very much, and I'll be back with more in just a moment, everyone. This is KSJE, and the time right now is coming up on 8:37. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did, and if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.